March 19, 1928. Reluctance in writing. Littleness. The return of the writings. How the divine will have suffocated in the midst of creatures because it is not known. Grave weight over those who should make it known. How there enter themselves robbers. Preparation of great events. My heart and my life, Jesus, here I am again, at the great sacrifice of beginning to write yet another volume. My heart is bleeding from the effort I am making, especially because of the conditions in which my little and poor soul finds itself. My love, if you do not help me, if you do not overwhelm me within you and make use of your power and love over me, I can no longer go on, and I will be incapable of writing a single word. Therefore I pray you that your fiat alone may triumph in me. And if you want me to continue writing, do not abandon me to myself, continue your office of teacher who dictates to my little soul. If then you want me to write no more, I kiss and adore your divine will, and I thank you. And I pray that I may profit from the many lessons you have given me, that I may chew them continuously, and that I may model my life according to your teachings. Celestial Mama, Sovereign Queen, extend your blue mantle over me to protect me. Guide my hand as I write, that I may fulfill the divine will. So, after I finished writing the 23rd volume, and Jesus alone knows with what hardship and sacrifice, I was lamenting to blessed Jesus that he had been very sparing with his teachings, and that he had made me toil to write just a few words. So I was thinking to myself, I have nothing else to write, because if Jesus does not speak, I don't know what to say, and it seems that Jesus has nothing more to tell me. It is true that the story of his fiat is without limits, it never ends, and even eternally, in heaven, it will always have something to say about the eternal will. And being eternal, it encloses the infinite, and the infinite has infinite things and knowledges to speak about, in such a way as to never end. It is like the sun, which, as it gives light, has ever more light to give, its light is never exhausted. But, can it not be that for me he may put a limit to his speaking, and that he may make a pause in narrating the long story of his eternal will? Now, while I was thinking of this, my sweet Jesus moved in my interior in the act of coming out, and told me, "My daughter, how little you are." And it shows how, as you go on, you become more little. And little as you are, you want to measure our greatness with your littleness, our eternal speaking with your limits and speaking. And little child as you are content with the fact that your Jesus may have nothing more to tell you? You would like to rest and go back to our early amusements, since you have nothing else to do. Poor little one. Don't you know that these are brief pauses that your celestial Jesus is allowing for other purposes of his, which are not evident to you, and when you least expect it he will start again his very important speech about the long story of his eternal will? *. After much struggling and fighting, finally the writings about the divine will arrived here from Messina, and I felt a certain contentment in me because, finally, I could have them near me. And I thanked my sweet Jesus from the heart. But Jesus, moving in my interior, making himself seen with an air of sadness, told me, "My daughter, you are content, and I am afflicted. If you knew what an enormous weight loomed over those in Messina. While they had interest in keeping them, they kept them sleeping. They were responsible for a divine will. And in seeing the idleness in which they kept them, I allow that they be sent back. Now this weight looms over those who had them sent back with so much interest, if they do not occupy themselves with them, they too will be responsible for a divine will. And if you knew what it means to be responsible for a will so holy, it means to keep it hampered, while it yearns, it longs to have its shackles removed. And they can be removed by making it known. It is full of life. It flows everywhere, it envelops everything. But this life lives as though suffocated in the midst of creatures because it is not known. And it moans, for it wants the freedom of its life, and it is forced to keep the rays of its endless light within itself, because it is not known. Now, who is responsible for so many pains of my divine will? Those who must interest themselves with making it known, but they do not. Has my purpose perhaps been to give much news about my fiat without the desired fruit of making it known? No, no, I want the life of what I said, I want to make the new sun shine, I want the fruit of the many knowledges I have manifested, I want my work to receive its longed-for effect. In fact, how much have I not worked to dispose you to receive knowledges so important about my will? And you yourself, how many sacrifices have you not made, and how many graces have I not given you to have you make them? My work has been long, and when I would see you sacrificed, I would look at the great good that my knowledges about the fiat would produce in the midst of creatures, the new era that was to arise by virtue of them. And while suffering and sacrificing you, my tender heart would take immense pleasure in seeing, by virtue of this, the good, the peace, the order, the happiness that my other children were to receive. When I do great things in a soul, manifesting important truths and renewals that I want to make in the midst of the human family, it is not for that creature alone that I manifest this, but I want to enclose everyone in that good, like sun. I want my truths to shine over each one, so that, whoever wants, may take their light. Did I not do the same with my celestial mama? Now, if she had wanted to keep the incarnation of the Word concealed, what good would my coming upon earth have brought? Nothing, I would have departed for heaven without giving my life to anyone. And the Sovereign Queen, had she concealed me, would have been responsible, and robber of all the good and of many divine lives of mine which creatures were to receive. In the same way, they will be responsible and robbers of all the good that the knowledges about my divine fiat will bring, because it will bring many lives of light, of grace, and the immense goods which a divine will contains. Therefore, a grave weight looms over those who should occupy themselves with it, if they continue to keep the suns, so beneficial, of so many truths about my eternal will, idle. And if you, as first, wanted to oppose making known what regards my will, you would be the first robber of those many suns and of the many goods which the creatures are to receive through these knowledges. Then, with a more tender tone, he added, my daughter, the world is as though burned, there is no one who pours upon them the pure water that can quench their thirst. And if they drink at all, it is the cloudy water of their will, which burns them even more. Even the good, the children of my church, who try to do good, after doing good do not feel the happiness of that good, but rather, the weight of the good which brings them sadness and tiredness. Do you know why? Because in that very good the life of my fiat is missing, which contains the divine strength that takes any tiredness away. The light and the heat of my will are missing, which have the virtue of emptying any weight and of sweetening all bitternesses. The beneficial dew of my fiat is missing, which beats the actions of creatures, and makes them appear so beautiful as to bring the life of happiness to them. The ever-springing water of my will is missing, which, while fecundating in a divine manner, gives life and quenches their thirst. This is why they drink, but they burn more. See then, how necessary it is that its knowledges become known and make their way in the midst of creatures, so as to offer to each one the life of my will, with the fount of the goods it contains. All, even those who are said to be more good, feel that something necessary is lacking to them. They feel that their works are not complete, and everyone longs for another good, but they themselves don't know what it is. It is the fullness and the totality of my divine fiat that is missing in their acts, and therefore their works are as though halved, because only with my will and in my will can one do complete works. Therefore, it yearns to be known in order to bring its life and fulfillment to the works of its creatures. More so, since I am preparing great events, sorrowful and prosperous, chastisements and graces, unforeseen and unexpected wars, everything in order to dispose them to receive the good of the knowledges of my fiat. And if they let them sleep without casting them into the midst of creatures, they will render the events which I am preparing fruitless. What an account will they not have to give me? With these knowledges I am preparing the renewal and the restoration of the human family. Therefore, on your part, don't place any obstacle and continue to pray that the kingdom of my divine will may come soon.